Wagreich, and my brother, Dr. Carl Wagreich, whose humanitarian pursuits and contributions are a constant inspiration and whose love and commitment mean the world to me. I am a lucky person to have chosen this family and to have had them choose me in love and light. The Power of Acknowledgement. Introduction. What actions would you take if you knew with absolute certainty that a simple action you could take every day for no cost and little effort would change your world and the world at large dramatically and profoundly for the better? What if this ability is something every person on this planet possesses, yet few use much, if at all? What if using it regularly would transform your relationship with your husband or wife? What if doing it would make your colleagues at work not be able to do enough for you and make the office atmosphere vibrant, productive, and alive instead of lethargic, competitive, frustrated, and bored? All of this is possible, yet most people don't recognize this incredible tool or understand its power. What all of us possess, but most of us don't use often enough, is the power of acknowledgement. Many of us have our reasons for not using it, but these are just excuses, rationalizations that hold us back from achieving powerful, positive results wherever we are or go. I have written this book to help people understand and use a tool that I believe can produce profound and dramatic changes in our intimate circles and far beyond. How have I come to this conviction? For most of my adult life, I have been keenly aware of the effect that heartfelt acknowledgement has had upon the people around me. I tend to acknowledge freely, comfortably, and with appreciation the many gifts people display all the time. These gifts can be talents they have worked hard to develop, the way they present and carry themselves, their thoughtful actions, or their commitment to achieving a goal. There is no scarcity of qualities we can and should acknowledge in the people around us. Over time, I have come to realize how difficult it is for many people to acknowledge others. I have often wished that I could find an appropriate way to clue them in to just how important it is. For example, a medical practitioner recently told me how terrified she is of flying and how much it helps her when her husband assures her that everything will be all right just before they get on the plane. She revealed how his calmness and sense of security both relax and soothe her. "Of course I would never tell him that," she said emphatically. I was literally speechless when I heard this and couldn't even react. On my way home, though, I felt I had to step out of my role as her patient and take the risk of suggesting that she tell her husband how she felt about the contribution he makes to her life. "It will transform your relationship," I said when I reached her on my cell phone. "Will you tell him?" "Well, maybe," she said. But did she do it? I certainly hope so, but I can't say with certainty that she did. I'm not sure where this lack of desire to acknowledge another for something that we truly admire comes from. But I often see that people are reluctant to express the positive words, thoughts, or feelings that are in their hearts. Periodically, I have found myself becoming an acknowledgement bridge by passing along compliments I've heard to the person who was praised. Someone will say something nice to me about another person, and I will assume that this other person knows about it. Yet when I mention the compliment they have received to that person, they are usually totally surprised. "You're kidding, I had no idea," they often tell me. One hardworking, constantly overwhelmed coworker of mine was amazed and relieved to discover that she was highly regarded by another, more senior coworker. As much as she always accomplished, she often felt she was not doing enough, and it thrilled her to hear the acknowledgement. I felt sad, though, that the senior person had never acknowledged her directly. What if I hadn't passed it along? I find it unsettling that this person would not have known how much she was valued. Passing on acknowledgments has the opposite effect of gossip, which always hurts. And somehow the gossipy always seems to find out about it.